What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. We got a special guest in the house.
Yes.
Mia, this is going to be lit, guys. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. We got Mia Francis in the house.
Let's go. Yo, they've been waiting, bro. Yeah. I've seen the chat. Y'all already super chatting too. Y'all want to see this interview bad, man.
You've been waiting, really?
Yeah.
One of the top Instagram models with 1 million plus followers. She's pretty down to earth too, guys.
It's chill.
I thought I was going to get annoyed, but I'm not annoyed, which is unlike last night. But let's read these super chats real quick. All right, we got Juan Doe. Shame, probably won't see Myronitis on this one. Yeah, no, she's really cool. But if you guys want to catch the episode from yesterday with our favorite porn star that got kicked out, Patreon.com/FreshFit. We just posted a clip on there. And actually, she tried to join the Patreon and I blocked her, so that was hilarious. Okay, $2. Don't worry, guys. They didn't flake on us. Yeah, we didn't flake on you guys. Timothy with that. That's the first super chat. Oh, that wasn't from yesterday? I mean, that wasn't from just now?
No.
Okay. And then just finished earlier stream with those three very attractive and cool girls. Missed it.
Because of work.
Because of work.
Looking forward to this one.
Absolutely, man. Thanks so much, brother. And then we got a $1
Emilio.
Super sticker from Emilio. Yeah, I think. Are we caught up? Okay. And then, all right, Fresh and Fit now. I love y'all like big bros, but sheesh, y'all said 6 p.m., 32 minutes later, and y'all still ain't ready. This is why the world thinks Fresh is Nigerian.
Yo, guys, real talk, right? We put a lot of time and effort into the studio to make sure it's a perfect show. So if we start a little bit late, guys, you trust me when I say it's worth it.
Yeah, me and Myra was wiping the windows for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, bro. Like, guys, you got to understand, if we're starting late, typically it's like we're making sure that the sound is good, making sure the cameras are good. So you guys can see, you know, tits in 1080p. So thank us later, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about, guys. So with that said, let's see. Oh, yeah. Real quick, DMsOnDemandSystem.com, guys. DMsOnDemandSystem.com.
It's live.
It's live, guys. The course is open. We teach you guys how to get girls on Instagram, make an attractive profile, 11 modules, 10 Zoom calls. Basically, get you set up so that you can be attractive and you can get, you know, attractive woman like Mia here to possibly respond to you instead of leaving you on scene. Yeah. But other than that, patreon.com/freshfit so you can see me, you know, do the Myronitis of, you know, this is Fresh and Fit, bam, kicking some chicks out because they were being rude and disrespectful. Today, though, we've had some fantastic guests.
Yes.
The three ladies earlier were very pleasant, very nice.
All college girls, very nice and submissive
and cool. And, you know, and then we got Mia here, who's really also cool. So, guys,
we're
jerks when we need to be, but we're nice also sometimes. So, Fresh, take it away. Announcements are done on my end.
Okay.
Sorry, Fresh, can you post a link in the chat? No, up on top.
You mean for
Demons on the Man?
Got it.
Okay, I got it. Go ahead. Cool. You start with the first question.
So, first question is, right? So,
first question.
You are Mia Francis,
the
Instagram is a famous model. But for the most part, for example, how did you become this, I would say, influencer status girl from your regular, like, day to day?
Like how it all started? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was a waitress at a restaurant and I got fired. And I really needed something fast. And my boyfriend at the time, he helped me. He saw like a vlog or something that girls are like, you know, really blowing up on Instagram and they're making money off of this. And so basically, like, he like had an idea where like he took a lot of pictures, did promo for me, did shout out for shout outs and all that. And I'm going to give him the credit because he really helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was able to like, you know, make some money off of that and be really successful at it. I never knew I would be like this, you know, I'd have so many followers in such a short term. But
when did you start?
I started 2019 or 20.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow.
I like how she brought up her ex. Her prior boyfriend.
Yeah. And I have to give him credit.
Because most girls would be like, oh, I just made it on my own. But even though like it didn't end well, it's still keeping it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Respect. That's pretty cool.
I'm very honest and That's really how it happened.
Well, she broke up with him, though.
Where is he right now?
There you go.
Somewhere.
All right, so, Chris, we're good with chats, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, just okay.
Okay, so next question then. So since you had that like great, you know, moment with that special someone, for example, I would say, what do you look for in a guy then?
What do I look for now? Oh my God, I feel like being in that relationship taught me so much. Mm-hmm. And what I look for now is loyalty is number one.
Good.
Someone who's down to earth, very respectful, you know, is a family oriented person, funny. And I do want a successful guy too, just because I'm successful. I feel like I, you know, I deserve that. I like to see a man, not so much like money wise. I'm just saying like, if he's a motivated person,
ambitious,
that like, exactly ambitious, that honestly turns me on in a guy. Like, I love that.
Right. You don't want to date a guy that's like, I'll say not on your level, because obviously you worked hard.
Yeah, I worked
somewhat
really hard,
to get to this point. But let me ask you this then, for example, in terms of like looks, money, and status, in order of 1 to 3, what do you say is your order right now looking for somebody?
You said looks, money,
and status. In order of 1 to 3.
Like status as in like famous?
Like clout, yeah.
Clout.
What's the most important thing on the list for you that factors into your attraction to a man?
Right.
I guess it would be, I would say financially, because I mean that shows that you're, you know, hustling.
All right, okay. Let's just keep it real.
And then I guess I feel like clout would be last, because I don't really care about that. It's just all about how you grind and how you.
Well, you don't care about clout.
Okay. I mean,
they gotta have some kind of clout. Like, you're gonna date a nobody, especially.
No, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I would actually date a nobody. I'm like, my ex, no offense, was a nobody. He was not like, he was a homebody, like, you know, did his own thing, worked from home, played video games, watched, you know, basketball. And I love that. Like, I truly love that. So, I don't want to date. I'm not kidding. I do not want to date someone that's like famous. So, I would not like to, but if it.
Where's he at now, though?
Well, hold on. Ooh. So, guys, she just said,
yeah.
No, you have a chance, guys. If you're at home, you're an average guy, you might have a chance. So, slide in her DMs.
I'm just kidding. Like a wholesome guy who's like loyal and stuff. And like, you know, when you're in the scene, like you kind of like, I feel like you just like, you want one thing. You want more, you know, you like some people, that's their drive. You know, they love being seen. They love like, you know, you just get caught up in that world. And I've seen it happen. And, you know,
it can be too much to handle.
Yeah.
So you've dated some famous guys, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And you decided that.
And I've seen it too. And I have friends that like tell me about it all the time. And I'm just like, whoa.
It's a headache.
It's a headache.
What are some of the, I guess, things that people wouldn't know, right? Put us in the shoes of an attractive girl that has some clout on the internet. What is like some of the negatives that come with like dating like celebrity men or these higher profile men?
Yeah.
That people don't know about,
like put them in the spot, like say
no, don't put their names out. No. I'm saying like what comes with that territory for women that's negative.
Oh, for women,
yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Oh, you're stuck up. You care about money. You're, you know, this. You're just like a, you know.
No. I'm saying like you as the woman dating these types of men. What are the negatives that come with it? Is it like not signing like NDAs, for example? I know some girls have to sign NDAs when they deal with these kinds of guys.
Oh,
like,
what are the guys that already are on?
Yeah, dating these famous men. What are some of the negatives that people don't know that might come with
like
the
too
territory?
Bossy,
controlling and
controlling.
All that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know because I haven't really dated someone like that. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. Because I was in a 4-year relationship, so I haven't really dated like that.
Okay, so
I haven't really.
So you've been with them, but you didn't take them seriously.
I mean, before, like years ago, like before my boyfriend.
Okay.
Like
okay.
One person. And then that's what I'm saying. Like, I've heard people, like my friends, date like these people.
And what do they say? What are their main complaints?
They're just so controlling, bossy. Controlling? They like attention, and it's just not fun to be around.
Okay.
That's.
We gotcha.
Okay.
So. I guess I'll ask you next then.
I know it's like so not fun because I've been in a 4-year relationship, so it's like I have like not much to say.
But guys, she's single now though. So
there you go. Shoot your shot, baby. Shoot your shot.
All right. You got Timothy.
Timothy, hashtag Ninja Watchers are high today. Get likes up. Yo, man, seriously, guys, like the video, pushing the algorithm because we got an angry porn star chasing us that might try to sue us. So yeah, help us out to the lawyer fund. Snake Eyes, $5. Ask her if the cupcakes match the melons. Guys, bring back the 5 girls from that last stream with your breezy. We need an update ASAP. The cupcakes definitely match the melons, if you guys are asking that.
Yep.
Maybe later on you guys might be able to see. I don't know. Okay, Nasheed Waters of 1499. Just subscribe. Love the content. Keep it up. Guys, to X Ninja Watcher.
Yo, thank you, brother.
Bro, real talk, I got to stop the show real fast. Yo, a lot of you guys watch this, watch our channel, right? Watch our content, and you guys don't actually subscribe and or like the videos. Subscribe to the channel, like the videos, click the bell, because a lot of you guys don't get notified when we do the late night streams with the girls. Then yep. I see the comments, this is messed up. You guys take it off. You guys put it on Patreon.
they complain like that?
Yeah, they complain, yeah.
Yo, like,
yeah.
Yo, you guys want me to put a fucking violin? Like,
sorry.
Click the bell, get notified so that when we go live and we have the ladies on, you guys can catch it live and you don't got to cry about it going on Patreon. Because honestly, sometimes it gets so raunchy, we have to put on Patreon.
Yeah, we have to.
Real like, talk, like this porn star
like
is tight.
It gets crazy like that?
It does. Yeah, oh it gets God. Lit.
Yeah,
trust me.
We're keeping it clean because you're
entertaining. Yeah.
You should come to one of the late night shows and see for yourself because it gets crazy.
Oh my God, I would love to.
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah, we're keeping it wholesome today, though. We're on
wholesome.
Prime time. Dre Tick Wolf, $5. I am on Patreon. And the most recent video was from Friday trying to watch last night's podcast. Guys, we post every day on Patreon. We just posted the kickout scene. And this the poor star actually tried to get on the Patreon, blocked her immediately. Get out
guys,
of here.
We post Monday to Friday. We don't post on weekends. So that's you won't see that as well.
Okay, Mexican Iron Man, $20. Guys, I just leveled up my tier to the higher tier. Man, your Patreon content is off the chain. Totally current and relevant. Rich Channel sent me. I recommend everyone Patreon member up because tons of content. Guys, we're in the game.
We're in the
Miami, Florida, dealing with bad chicks in the United States. Yep. Not these third world niggas getting third world puss.
We're regular dudes. I have no clout.
Exactly.
Boom.
Not yet.
Really?
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
We're coming up.
When I get my blue check, me and you are going on a date.
There you go.
Anyway, Paul Chick.
There you go.
$10. Bring back Brooke. Love her. Yeah, Brooke was actually real cool.
Brooke was cool.
He was the Canadian. Emilio Sanchez, $10. And $1 was just a test. Here's a little more for the great content you guys are putting out there. Mia, I was giving everything to woman, loyalty, time, money. She took me for granted.
Damn.
Hey, Emilio, that's what happens, man. It's the game,
you
baby.
You got played.
Yeah, man.
We had it about 1K viewers, so make sure that everyone's went 10 bucks and up.
Okay, cats. 10 bucks and up.
We're reading only.
Yeah, right. We don't want to, guys, as we get more and more live viewers, man, it's tough to read all the super chats. So if you got a question for Mia, by the way, and also, guys, a little special thing.
Yep.
If you want Mia to actually look at your Instagram on live and tell you how trash it is and why you need to get DMs on demand.com, go ahead and super chat. What is the number?
Number 50.
Yeah, 50 up, super chat 50 and up, yeah. And we will definitely have her look at your Instagram and clown you on air because we're going to keep it brutally honest. Or you know what? She'll be nice about it and then we'll clown you on air.
There you go.
But if we'll you want do brutally the honest advice,
how
we will do it.
I'll be nice.
Yeah, she's going to sugarcoat it. She's a woman. So.
you might.
Okay,
next question. Yes. So, Mia, what do you rate yourself from a scale of 1 to 10?
1 through 10, I'm a 10 because I'm a bad bitch. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
you mean that.
I'm
you
not,
mean that.
I'm so humble.
Yeah.
I would say, I feel like I'm not at my, full potential. So I would say like an 8.5 or I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly, because I feel like I could be better. I always feel like I could be better. So I'm going to say 8.5. Like all around.
It's funny.
Let's talk about looks only then.
Yeah.
Oh, looks?
Yeah. Looks only.
Looks only.
That's preference. That's like whatever someone, I don't know, like what I think I look. I think I look great.
To men.
To men.
What do you think you look like?
They make me feel like I'm a 10.
Okay.
I do.
You guys are too thirsty, goddammit.
For real, man.
Goddamn.
Okay. I feel like most girls.
So they make you feel like a 9 or a 10. That's what you rate yourself. But overall, you give yourself an 8.5.
I would, yeah.
An 8.5. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a little bit more humble than some of the girls that roll through.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad agrees. Chad is giving you 8 and, 8.5.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Most girls that come in here, they'll be like, I'm a 10. And then the whole chat just
4,
starts putting
5.
They just start putting blue hats in the chat. Cap.
I imagine how they would feel when they go back home. Like, I can't believe they said that. Look in the mirror. Like, that's like.
Yo, they be literally rethinking life.
Yo, real talk.
Like, oh, snap.
The chat's treating you pretty well because they cooked this chick yesterday. She literally cried and left, got off stream,
oh,
bro.
No, what happened?
Oh man.
Let's go down memory lane.
That
real
was
quick.
Funny. Okay. That was actually pretty funny.
You guys, can see she doesn't know any of this, so we're keeping it organic.
We're gonna enlighten
you guys.
Her.
So we had the porn star and a stripper here.
Yeah.
And after the porn star got kicked out, we had a discussion with the stripper about she had some issues about why she couldn't get guys to take her seriously. And I was explaining to her, well, based off the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, etc., most guys are going to look at you a certain way and they're not going to take you seriously, you know? Mm-hmm. And I gave her the thing, like, if I walk around with a police officer's uniform and people walk up to me thinking like, hey, come save me. I'm getting robbed. And I'm like, hey, just because I'm dressed this way doesn't mean I'm a police officer. It's the same thing with her. It's like she's dressed as a hooker, so men are going to treat her like a hooker, right?
Right.
And that's the analogy I use. Obviously, it's very crass, but you get the point.
Yeah.
So, and then she continued to be a little bit more combative. It was good discussion, though. Like, she disagreed. I don't have a problem disagreeing with people. Like, I get it.
It's hard. That's really hard, you know, because women want to feel loved too and respected. So I'm sure that, like, you know, she's doing her thing and, you know. Someone else and she might think differently.
She kept referring to how much money she makes and how successful she is. And I was like explaining to her that guys don't necessarily care about how much money a woman makes.
Yeah.
It's really.
Yeah, I always feel like guys want to make more money than the girl. You know, because they want to feel like they're supporting the woman and making them feel like, you know.
Yeah, because guys are more into looks their woman. And like, I'll say personality more than like how much money a girl really makes, you know. But I feel like most girls are like, you know what? I'm going to get to the bag. I'm going to be independent.
Yeah.
But guys are like, yo, like, just be cool. And, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys don't really care about that. I don't. Yeah. I mean.
So when I was telling her like, hey, like, men don't really care about how much money you earn or you getting the bag or being masculine. Right. Like, men want young, attractive, feminine, submissive women. That's what they really want. And she didn't really like that. And the chat was roasting her. Like, because she was like so combative.
Like,
oh, man. They were just saying, like, you going to be on the pole forever and all this other stuff. Like, they were cooking her, bro. I was just like, literally, the chat.
Loaded.
There were just short shots, and like, she got so bad. And she just was looking at the chat. She's like, you know what? This is messed up. And she just got up and like walked out.
The whole time, I was like, okay, you know, this is cool.
And we were like, whatever. It's,
I mean, she was cool at first, but
she was cool at first. She snapped, like, went bipolar.
You know, she went nuts. And then I was like, yo, you guys made her cry. And then that she got mad. She's like, do you really have to say that? And I was like, yeah.
I feel like they feed off that, you know.
They do.
If you let it take a hold on you, they will feed off that, and they're like, "Oh, it's working." Like,
she said the chat won.
Yeah, the chat won.
Oh, no.
They're like, "Yes, we defeated her."
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Like, it was just like, "Oh man, this is an L for her." But all right, sorry. So we're transitioning back to regular schedule programming. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. So next question.
What does Mia Francis bring to the table in relationships?
In relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like I said, I was in a 4-year relationship. I've learned so much. I'm a total different person from, like, you know, that 4 years, you know, like, that relationship in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like that person, like, either I grew or he taught me, like, you know, how to, like, be more understanding, caring, and appreciate things, like the little things. Mm-hmm. Just, like, all around, just, like, teach me, like, good values, like, as a woman, you know, like,
okay,
just more of a family
type. Because I feel like most guys, they want like tangible stuff, like, for example, do you cook?
Yes,
you
know what I'm, I definitely cook.
You cook?
I cook from every single night. Yeah. Okay. I love cooking. And
okay, what else would you say you bring to the table then? Like, because obviously, other than looks, like, what else you bring to the table?
Okay. I feel like that face said it all. Like,
I'm putting the spot here.
Fresh bought an engagement ring right before the show, so he's just like asking some questions. No big deal.
No big deal. Oh my god. Okay, so I just saw something went wrong. Like,
oh no, no, that's another tab.
Okay. So yeah, cooking, cleaning, freaking the sheets.
Okay, there you go.
You gotta do. I mean, honestly, I feel like that's important. That's
it
the
is.
Key. You know, you got to keep it, you know, the sparks going and all that. Let's see. So I'm financially stable. I'm independent.
Uh-huh.
I do my own thing. He does his own thing. I respect him as a man. Let's see. There's just so many things. I'm like trying to think off the top of my head. But yeah, I think loyalty is like very important. And
yeah.
I feel like that and space is good.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I would have. Yeah. I think space. I learned a lot about that, because I was very like clingy in the beginning and I always wanted to be with him, and I was like, you know, so he like kind of taught me how to like, hey, we don't have to be together all the time. So I was a clingy one, and I was like, wow, he doesn't want to be with me, he's like telling me this. So like I took offense to it, but then I realized like, okay, he's right, like I can't be like all the time, like, oh, like he would be like, oh, so I'm gonna go out, and I'm like, okay, cool, where are we going? Like, I'm gonna get ready. Like, he's looking at me like, with the boys. And his face and everything, and I'm just like, oh, am I still coming? I can look cute too. Like, yeah, I'll be one of the guys or something.
Okay. He was like, just like,
nope,
nope,
not today.
He would be like, no.
That's okay. I got
you. Yeah, I'm just being honest.
We got 1,200 plus live viewers right now, by the way, guys.
Hey,
like the video on your way in, guys, please.
Sub to the channel.
Comment below and say, you know, Myronitis kicks out angry porn star. Something like that. Funny. And I'll make sure to like it. And we got some super chats as well. Let's hit these real fast.
Peter, are they asking any questions?
Yeah. Let's see here. Here's one right now. So Peter DeLore, $50 super chat first and foremost.
Thank you, Peter.
For the purposes of commitment, not to be confused with casual flings, is it unreasonable for a man to prefer a woman who doesn't use social media? A lot of it is used for cheating. I've seen the stories. What does Mia think about that?
Mm.
So for social media, like...
So you want to know, like, would you give up social media for your man? Like, so you mean a guy, right? He's who you want as to be your husband or whatever. And he says, hey, you know what, Mia? I love you. I care about you. But I can't deal with a girl that has Instagram.
And he tells me this prior or like towards like the end? Like, oh, I don't know. No. That all depends.
In the beginning,
like, no. I would be like, I don't know you like that. Or like, you know, I would see where... I mean, I've worked so hard for this. Like, that's kind of selfish. I think that's kind of... I would look at him and be like, why would you want me to delete my social media? Like, I've worked so hard.
Well, like, realistically speaking, you guys have been dating for a while.
Okay.
And you see something serious
for
with
a while.
You. Yeah. He tells you he loves you. You guys are in a long-term committed relationship.
I would ask why. I would try to fight for that. I'd honestly try to fight for him and be like, why? Like, why do you want me to delete it? Because we're going to have kids? Like, what's...
And you make money from your social media, right?
Yes, I do.
See, that's the only way I would give a reason for you to keep it.
Yeah.
Of course, I got to see it too. Like, I got to
manage
it too.
But I would give him the login pass. Like, with my ex, yeah. I gave him, like, full access to my Instagram. Like, he had the password. He saw everything that went down, like, my DMs. So, that at least made him feel comfortable, like, what's going on and
okay.
all that. So that's compromising.
Okay.
What you should do.
Because we, on this podcast, and the reason why he's asking that, just to give you an idea, mm-hmm. we tell guys on this podcast, if you're going to date a girl and take her seriously, she needs to get rid of her Instagram. Now, there is a don't worry, I'll get into why. I'll get into that in a second. Why? But the main reason why is because let's keep it real. Instagram is a dating app. And most women use it to get attention from men and get offers, whatever it is. So now there is a caveat, there is an exception. And the one exception that we do say is if your girl makes money off Instagram, that's different.
Yeah.
Then she can keep it. But it would be exactly what you said. Where
login.
He would have the logins and he'd be controlling it. And even if my girl had, like, let's say an OnlyFans or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I would be managing all her stuff.
Because most girls, they use it for attention. And let's be honest here.
Most girls don't make money off their
girls, they don't make money. And also as well, like, let's say I'm a guy, right? And I have a girl on Instagram. It's kind of like just keep her options open, like, behind the scenes.
Facts.
And as a guy.
Of course, you know how many DMs, like, girls.
Facts.
Like,
she opens up her phone, a bunch of dicks just like...
Like, yes,
yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah, true.
So for a guy, it's like you're in a losing position because you don't have that many options like how she does.
Yeah, and I get the insecurity because guys, you know, like they see that and they're like, oh my god, she's getting hit up by this guy. Like, is she gonna leave
I wouldn't say it's insecurity. It's more about men understand that men are very territorial with women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the reason why is because
I understand that.
This might sound a little. I'm just gonna be a little controversial here. I think you know, men are territorial with women because. You need to be. You got to protect your woman from herself. Men are leaders. And, you know, I'm saying if you leave women to their own devices, they'll make a lot of bad decisions. So,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like girls are emotional creatures. They're not logically sound. They don't
so
really use
true.
Reason.
Wow. So, that's like on point.
You got to be the leader, man. And it's not about being controlling. It's about being a leader. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Controlling means she can't leave.
Yeah.
Being a leader says, listen, this is how it's going to go. This is the rudder. It's set to this destination. If you want to come with me,
you
that's
can,
one thing.
But you don't have
but
to.
But you don't have to. But understand, I'm not changing my direction for you. I lead, you follow. It's up to you. But here's the thing. Only a certain caliber of man can dictate that.
Right.
So your guys got to – that's why I say, as a guy, you got to be higher value to be able to dictate these terms. Because chicks have to respect you first for them to even contemplate that.
Right.
But if a woman makes money off her Instagram, like obviously someone like you who's a professional with it, that's one thing. But most women, let's keep it a stack. They have an Instagram and they got their Cash App in the fucking description and say, hey, pay me on Cash App or Venmo. Let me get some attention. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Red Pill Mike, 10 bucks says, I'm not simping. I'm just trying to, I'm just not trying to
I got
cap.
This. I'm not simping. I'm not trying, just trying to try to cap because I never say anything along this line. But this is the baddest chick you guys have had on your show, in my opinion. Shout out to Fresh and Fit.
There you go.
There you go.
You guys are so nice.
I'll tell you this.
That's so sweet. I love your audience. Oh my God. I love them.
I'll tell you this. He's one of the biggest. Yeah. Like, he fries
he don't
a lot
play.
Of these girls, man.
So, really?
So for him to say that is a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Oh, shout out to RPM.
So, and guys, there's nothing wrong with giving a girl a compliment if she's pleasant. You know what I'm saying?
It's just cool.
You know, it's simping when it's a girl that's not reciprocating that respect. That's the difference, guys. Jay Blaze, $10. If she finds that perfect guy, but he gives her the ultimatum of killing her IG, he'll support her. Will she do it?
He pays all your bills, everything.
He'd probably have to make
dope. My ex did. He obviously I lived under his roof and he paid for everything, like expenses. I had the Amex. I had everything. I mean, at the time, I think I would. If he tells me okay, I'm ready to have I don't know. It depends. Like you said, women are very emotional creatures. And if I love the guy and I'm having kids with him and this is serious, I would think about it. I would honestly probably do it. I don't know.
At least you think about it.
I worked for, but still.
Most girls.
What was that?
Most girls might say, you know what? Nah. But at least you can think about it. At least.
I could think about it, but I'm not for sure.
Well, you know, it's like, I think for a family versus social media, I think most women would pick the family.
I would honestly. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's honestly nothing wrong with that. I think we live in a society now where women are kind of shamed for following their man's lead or wanting to have a family and not being a boss babe or not being a professional entrepreneur, independent. And my thing is this, man, men and women work better together than they do apart. And I think for a woman to, how do I say this, leave her professional career to pursue a family actually shows strength. You know what I'm saying?
It shows strength.
That's it shows strength. Yeah, because it takes strength to submit. Because
that's
here's the thing.
That's not debatable, though. I don't know. It depends. Because some women might be oh, that's just weak. You need to be a boss woman. Because what happens if you have kids and he leaves you for, let's say, another boss woman or something? You never know how the
situation might play out. Well, here's the thing.
I'm thinking outside of the box. So I really think I would have to think through it.
Okay, I'm glad that you brought that up. Let me tell you. The reason why submission actually shows strength is because submission is it's a consensual thing. You don't get forced to submit, you choose it. And here's the thing, for a woman, right, to give up power to her man and follow his authority for the betterment of the relationship, and more importantly, the children, because we have the statistics on two-parent households creating superior children to children that come from single-parent households, that is true strength, because she's foregoing what she can become for her man and her family. And to me, that's real strength.
I probably would have considered that. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, we could agree. Because
I mean, at the end of the day, women want to have a family.
Important. Yeah, exactly.
No matter what, all the money and clout, all stuff
is
cool.
That's what life's all about.
You do want to eventually say, you know what? These are my kids. This is my husband. And this is what it really is. So, you know.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, that's what I personally think. But, you know, everyone's different. Exactly. So there's nothing wrong with agreeing to disagree.
We got a bunch of super chats here.
But I wanted to agree. No, I'm just kidding. We got some super chats. Okay. Let me see here because I am blind. Put my glasses back on. Okay, we got
1 second.
Yeah. Chris is pulling them up right now, guys. Give us 1 second. Bear with us while we transition over to the super chat segment of the show.
I think we're
caught up.
No, we missed this one.
Okay. If she finds that perfect guy, she answered.
Right.
She literally just answered that.
So we're not reading $2 and up.
Okay. Read that real quick. Okay. Facts. Red Pill Mike. I innocent, but. She's a dime. Keep up the great work, Fresh and Fit fam. Content amazing. Yeah, man. Yeah.
There you go.
And she's pleasant too, guys. This is not just capping for the camera. She is.
By the way,
friendly.
There's a lot of fake accounts with your name. So can you tell them what your real account is? Because I saw someone bring that up real quick.
There's a lot of fake accounts. My username is kind of long.
Go ahead. Okay. We have it in the description, guys, but please go ahead.
It's Mia, MIA _ Francis, with 3 S's at the end. I know it's so bad. It's too long. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking when I created that username.
It's the one with 1 million followers, guys. So that's
that's how
one.
You'll know. Yeah. Cause there's a fake one with 500K or something like that.
So speaking of that,
but her real, I'll show it to you after. Yeah. But yeah, guys, her Instagram is in the description and all her links are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of that though, how does a guy?
Hold on, Fresh.
We got one more.
Yeah, we got 4 more. A lot more.
Okay, cool.
Okay, where that? Can you highlight
that question?
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, went through Chad and Tyrone, and now she wants a nice guy. I ain't falling for this one. She ain't no different. If you got the paper, high value life. Oh, you want to fight back on that one?
Oh, he's saying,
Coach Junior.
Does that make sense?
No. What was it again?
He's saying basically that you went through like the bad boys, the guys that are like, you know what I'm saying, rough and tough. Now you want like a nice guy to like marry.
What do you mean rough and tough? Like, what do you mean?
As in like the bad boy, the a-hole.
That's... He's saying you basically dated the bad boys earlier on in your life, and now you want to settle down and find a good guy.
I mean, I don't think I've ever really dated a guy like that, honestly.
A bad boy?
Yeah.
Because you're in a relationship for 4 years?
Yeah. Okay. And I've only had two serious relationships in my life. So I don't think I've ever dated a bad boy.
I think he means casual too.
Yeah.
He's talking about
casual.
Like hookups.
Like hookups? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Definitely. Definitely. Cool. Yeah. Okay. But then you get over that. It's like, that's not serious. It's like, whatever.
Just a fling, right?
Exactly.
All right. Get $10 US dollars. Get the likes up, folks. These streams give us something to walk away with at the end of the day.
Facts. Man.
Jordan Dizzle, $10. Thank you for that. And then we got TM Flesh, $10. If your previous boyfriend was so great, why did you split up?
Uh oh.
I knew someone was
going to
ask. Uh oh. I can't. I wasn't ready for this. It was my fault.
Oh, okay.
Accountability.
Whoa.
Accountability?
Hold on.
Guys. This is the first.
What?
Breaking
did I do
news.
Something? You guys look so surprised.
What?
Let me tell you something. Every time we ask girls,
I'm gonna be as real as possible. Like,
go ahead.
I honestly,
let's do it real time. Go for
I'm
it.
Not gonna go in details, but
yeah,
it was my fault.
Because every time,
real talk. Because the reason why that's a shocker is because when you ask a girl what happened, typically they're gonna blame the guy.
Yep.
He was controlling. He was toxic. He was a jerk.
Right. Yeah.
You're the first girl to actually come on here and say,
yeah,
it was actually my fault.
It was my fault.
That's
and that's real. I promise you.
That's crazy.
I have
second girl.
You know. Probably.
Yeah. I don't. Do you remember the last girl that admitted her fault?
A long time ago.
Jesus.
She can't even remember.
That's
a
crazy.
Long time ago.
Okay, guys. Wait, man.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Very
though.
Rare. $10.
One more here.
I'm still laughing from
Elijah Morton. Real quick. I'm still laughing from last night's show. I saw that great value Anna Nicole Smith being kicked out. A mile away.
LOL. There you go, man.
The great value, man. Bro,
funny.
I don't know how that girl's a porn star. She was 200 pounds. She looked like a
bro.
Ball, man.
Her Instagram and her real life.
Bro.
No.
She showed up. I was like,
miles away, bro. I'm like, bro, she finessed us. Oh, no, Alejandro Chavez.
Oh, here
says,
we go. Alejandro Chavez, $50 super chat. Roast my Instagram.
Ali Tech Lifestyle.
Okay, so okay. You want to pull it up on your phone first? I know, pull it up on mine.
Chris, bring it up.
I'll pull up shortly.
Oh, he's got.
Yeah, I'll pull up shortly.
Okay, okay, Alejandro.
Yeah, we got
to
say
we'll get to you.
Chris is gonna pull it up right now. Don't worry.
Kal-El, thank you, fam.
Kal-El 399. Hello from the most soy country in the world.
Thank you, Kyle.
William Gemini. The stripper was so mad that men have standards and don't know and don't want to put a ring on a stripper. Why should a man lower standards on you? He's talking about the guest from yesterday when she walked down and cried.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're not talking about you.
Oh, and she cried.
Yeah, she cried. Anything else? Okay, Jason Berg 999. Women that pose every day on Instagram are vain and narcissistic, very repetitive and boring. Just women showing you what you can't get, can't compete with their vanity. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I say if she's making money off it, then hey, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta
Why
do.
Why not? Yeah.
Like I said, I would let my girl keep her Instagram if she's making money off it. Okay,
CJ.
Do you or most Instagram models you know have a manager? What percentage you give them? What was the most amount of money you made in a month? Have you made any investments? Goddamn. When your looks start to fade, how are you going to supplement your income? Wow.
That's a question like that.
Go ahead. Sure.
Good.
So, yes, I have a manager. I have different people that I give different percentages to, like my photographer. There's someone that handles my OnlyFans. So there's like, you know, like 10%, 15%, depending on what they do and how much work they put into it.
Okay.
As far as how much money I make, that's none of your business.
There you go.
But I love how I flipped my hair when I said that. I didn't even do that intentionally. But and then the last question was
basically
when my looks fade. I always ask myself that. Like, my family, like, they make fun of me. They're just like, oh, so what are you going to do when you get older? Are you going to, like, model canes or something? Like, what are you doing with yourself? But I plan to, like, open up businesses and, you know, have, like, a clothing line brand or something, you know. Like, you always have to invest back into yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm still figuring out a few things. I have a couple of things on my mind, but I'm definitely working on that.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then...
The Paranormal Soldier.
$20. Mind blown. A chick taking responsibility.
WTF.
Right? Is it like not normal?
Nah.
I feel like, because I lived in Boca Raton, so I feel like I'm so out of like the scene, like LA and, you know, Miami. So I was like always like kind of like, I don't know, like that's far. Boca Raton, like that's where people go.
Boca Raton is like
for people that don't know, that's about 40 minutes north.
Yeah, it's 40.
It's a very affluent
hour.
city
from Miami.
Like, you gotta have money to live there, at least a certain percentage.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
top level.
So yeah, no, guys. I mean, that was a first. Most girls, when they say they broke up with a guy, they blame the guy. Okay, right. Quarantine or guy? They got a question for you, Mia. I always ask the women that I deal with that did the last five guys who you last smashed do for you financially, socially, emotionally, or intellectually? If they can't answer that question,
she put it on to the
street.
So
I didn't even hear that. I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're on your phone, but that's a whole other thing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
So okay, I always ask the women that I deal with, what did the last five guys who let you let smash do for you financially, socially, emotionally, or intellectually?
The last five guys.
Yeah. That you had sex with. Did they stimulate any of those four?
Emotionally, some of them had that. Some of them had financially. Most of them had financially.
Okay. So she don't deal with no broke guys.
I mean, you got to be successful.
Boom. There you go. You
got to be a hustler. Let's see. Emotionally, yes. What else? I need to see it again.
But yeah, Chris, pull it. Keep it up.
Sorry.
And intellectually?
Intellectually. That's a tough one. Intellectually.
They were all dumb and rich. Okay, fair enough.
Not dumb. I wouldn't say dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they didn't talk about that with me. I don't know. Some of them were interesting to talk to. Can she? Then she's for the streets. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then she's for the streets.
Okay.
I don't know. That one's tough.
And last one. Yeah. We pulled up the Instagram account.
Okay. She acts feminine because of strong men in her life paying my dues, boys.
Yeah.
Did you have your dad in your life? Or?
Yes.
You did?
I did. Okay. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What's your ethnic
background?
How did
they know that?
Well, they're saying because you're acting
because how
feminine.
You act, they can see that you had some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can tell.
They're saying you have a dad. So, yeah, what are you? Colombian? What?
Venezuelan. Everyone says Colombian. Oh, everyone says Colombian.
I just had to assume it's Miami. Okay, so we're gonna pull up our friend's Instagram here.
Ali Tech.
So let's scroll down here and check.
And
it
by
out.
The way, I coached him as well.
You did?
So he has a pretty good page.
Okay.
So let's see if Mia approves of this page.
Okay. So I'll say this real quick before we get into this, guys. DMsOnDemandSystem.com. Get on the course. We will teach you guys how to make your Instagram attractive so that you can get the attractive girls that you want in your life. All right, let's do it. Go ahead. Okay. So this is his Instagram, Mia.
Yep. See the bio, his link.
Okay. So he skis a lot. Okay. Nice car. I can't really see it on that. Like,
Chris might have to blow up some of the pictures. There you go. Bam.
Okay.
Now you can see it.
He seems adventurous. Let's see.
Lifestyle.
Right? Lifestyle. Oh, that's nice.
What's nice? Scar?
No, like the tree. Like he's like laying like this. Like, okay. He looks comfortable.
So, yeah. Is it
first? He looks fun. I mean, there's nothing. He just looks like he's adventurous and he's athletic and likes nice cars.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good Instagram.
So, like, okay. So let me ask you. If he DM'd you, right, mm-hmm. and let's say you got two people, you got a regular guy, regular pictures, mm-hmm. bathroom selfies, not doing anything really, really fun, versus him, who would you choose?
I mean, that depends. I would obviously choose a person with the fun lifestyle, adventurous, just mm-hmm. because that's
assuming
what
you
I
didn't
see.
Know either person.
Exactly, because I don't really know either one.
Random.
Yeah, but I could be wrong. Maybe he's a total douchebag, and I'm just, you know.
But you would give the douchebag a chance, though, right?
Because I don't know. There you go.
DMsOnDemandSystem.com. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Lifestyle, man.
Yeah. No, that was a good Instagram, man. Guys, that's the guy that was coached by us.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't say anything bad about his Instagram.
There you go.
So there you go, Alejandro.
There you go, bro.
I've seen a lot worse. Trust me.
Exactly. Because it's real talk.
It's so funny.
Most guys don't know how to use Instagram properly. They're like, oh, that's a girly thing. It's for girls. But nah, bro, it's for everybody, bro.
Yeah.
Use it to your advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that was a pretty good profile. Yeah. So, Fresh, you did a good job. We got 1,700 live viewers, by the way. Guys, like the video, comment, subscribe.
Sub to the channel.
Follow Mia on
Instagram.
On social media, on Instagram. Her Instagram is in the description, guys. That's her real Instagram. There are some posters out there. The real one has 1 million followers. So definitely check her out. Support her.
Thank you.
She's pretty cool. What else do we have?
So, what is it like, I would say, let's go back to the first question I have earlier.
Yeah.
How does a guy slide into your DMs? Like, what makes you respond? Oh, kind of like what we said earlier.
That's what people were waiting for.
Being honest.
That's fine.
We say that on the show every
honestly,
time.
Honestly, because some of these guys, it's like, I used to look at like my DMs, like, you know, a while ago, but some of them are so ridiculous. I get all kinds of things.
I bet.
All kind, and I'm just like, I'm over this. I'm like, unless you got a blue check mark and you know, coming with something like, no.
Bro, real talk. Right. Like, we say that on the show all the time. Certain women of certain calibers, especially women that like are big on social media or have clout or make money off whatever, big YouTubers, big Instagram models, whatever it is, they ain't gonna respond to you unless you either have a very good profile, like impeccable, and or a combination with a blue check or whatever it may be. So that's what it is, man. Like,
and look, let's be real here. Why would you respond to someone that's not on that level when there's people on that level that want to hit you up? So it's the highest bidder, but at the same time, it's like equal value. So for example,
I feel more comfortable because some guys, like, I don't know, I haven't really dated like that ever since because I was in a 4-year relationship. So I feel like I'm so out of it. I have no idea.
Right. So I'm curious though. So let's say he does have a blue check. What does he have to say to make you respond at least?
What does he have to say?
Like, you're beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
It could be anything from like, hey, how are you? Or
that's Fresh's line.
Yeah. No.
Some of these guys just say okay with a question mark. And I'm like, what? What do you mean okay? And that makes me respond. I'm like, what do you mean okay? Curious. Question mark. And I'm just like, excuse me? And then that's how they get me. So it's like they're like, you know, trying to get me to respond because I'm lost. I'm like, what do you mean okay?
What do I say all the time? It's the simplest things that'll make a girl respond. And guess what? If you, like, for example, let's say you post a story, right? And they kind of like comment on it as well. You might be like, yo, like, that's true. All right. Just because, for example, that whole pickup line stuff about, oh, you fell from heaven, you must be an angel. That stuff is cool and all, but it's corny.
Yes. I was about to say that. That's corny.
Keep it simple, guys. And that's it. Like, I know guys, right? Some rappers that I know, celebrities, they'll put like the eye emoji in a girl's DMs and she'll respond. Yeah. Or they might be like, W. And I'm like, it's that simple.
You guys want to get
W?
One?
I'm like still thinking about, what do you mean W?
Oh yeah, see, it's curious because it's W just, means
it makes me think like, what
you're winning.
You guys want to know what I do? I'll send LOL.
Yeah,
and I'll just,
what's so
I'll,
funny?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
what's so funny?
Or whatever, because that, like, you're almost kind of digging into her ego a bit. So I'll just send LOL. Yeah. And then she'll be like, oh, what's so funny? It's a good way to get a response.
Yeah,
so,
I would say that. Yeah.
And guys, we have 2 hours in a Zoom call teaching you what to say and what to do to DM hot girls on Instagram. There you go.
Right. Okay, so real quick, Mia. I'll read them after because we got to get through this. Okay, what's it like dating as an Instagram model?
What's it like dating
for you? Is it tough?
I just broke up with my previous, I just got a relationship. So
the 4-year you just ended it with the 4-year.
Yeah, I just ended. Yeah, so it's like I haven't really tried
freedom.
Yeah, and he gave me freedom. I don't know yet. Like, I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not even trying to date right now. Like, I'm just trying to focus on myself and just be positive and do my own thing, hang out with my family, my friends, and work a lot.
So, guys, the translation, that means you have a chance.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what's it like doing OnlyFans?
Doing OnlyFans. Well, I don't do that. My manager does that.
There you go.
But, someone's a lawyer.
But, no, but I definitely respond because I want to give my fans that, like, you know, like
personal touch.
Exactly. Because it is me and all that. But definitely responding.
And I think you answered this earlier, but you're saying an average guy does have a chance now that you're on the market.
Oh, yeah. Definitely an average guy. I'd rather have an average guy. I don't like guys with clout. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just so much. And
it's a lot to do with.
I have clout. You have clout. And it's just
And
then there's a competition. And then there's, like, I don't know. I've seen so much stuff. And I'm just like, I'd rather just have a
regular. So you're not going to date anyone that's in, like, the social media business or whatever.
I'm not saying it's impossible. But if it comes my way, I'll definitely, you know, consider it. Like, depending on the guy. Depending on what type of guy that is.
So if Drake comes through,
you get to go.
If Drake comes through, you
I
already
have
know.
To see what type of
guy. Yeah, what
type of guy is Drake?
Okay.
Know. What type of guy would Drake be? I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know either.
Is he chill? Is he like a homebody?
He's a bitch ass nigga. I know that.
Whoa! I didn't say that.
Oh my God.
I like Drake.
What if he sees this and he's like, what?
I don't care.
I like Drake.
I don't care. Oh, I single handedly blame Drake for all the guys that are soft in 2021.
Drake?
No way.
Drake went to Barbados. I respect Drake, bro. Shout out to Drake.
That's
OVO.
Cool. That's cool. But I'm going to blame Drake for the epidemic, the pandemic we have of soy boys.
Yo, y'all see the background? This is crazy. Look at the sunset.
It's real nice.
It's dope, right?
Beautiful. All right, this is honestly gorgeous. It looks fake. I walked out like,
it's
wow,
completely fake.
This is so
It's all green screen, guys. Green screen. All right, let's read these super chats real fast. Okay. My IG definitely improved tremendously after DMs on Demand. It's not even close. Still a work in progress. Thanks a bunch, guys. Thank you so much for that, Alejandro.
Thank you, brother.
We paid him $10,000 to say that, guys. We're scammers. DMs on Demand, along with private coaching from Fresh, was gold. Tell me how to slide in my DMs, IG. It's the grand Cam. Cam, you're going to have to slide in her DMs, bro. Elijah Moore at $10. Damn, her smile is gorgeous. Okay, thank you. Anything else, Chris?
No, we're good to go.
We're good to go?
You know what?
Cool.
Guys, do you want to see the full Mia? I think it's time.
Drum roll.
Okay.
Drum roll, please.
Let's see here. I got you guys.
Why is this so funny? Oh my God.
I don't know what's going on.
No. So basically,
she's going to stand up and show the assets to you guys.
Yeah.
All right. What's my fee? Like, what are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got some bubble gum on the table I can give you.
I'll take some bubble gum.
Okay, cool. That works. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
So,
take the jacket off. Take the jacket off, damn it, woman. Okay. Show the people the goods.
So,
there you go.
Hey,
okay.
We gotta throw some music on, some romance.
There you go. There you go. We out here.
Hey, your surgeon's really good.
Yeah.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yo, doesn't she look like Kim Kardashian a little bit?
A little bit.
Everyone
says
that.
I have it out there.
I actually prefer the jacket off. Now I feel like a lot. Like it was so hot.
You're more free. You're more free.
Yes.
Young, wild, and free.
Yes.
All right, guys. Okay. What else is
so next question?
Okay. Does she have a question for us? We've been asking her a lot of questions.
Yeah, you could.
I know. Okay. So let me see. Questions for you guys. What do you guys look for in a woman?
Nice. Like,
I'm just curious. Question. What do you guys look for in a woman?
Okay. So for me,
keep
basically
it simple for now.
Yeah. Definitely attractive. I would say cooperative. Like she's willing to listen to my
demands.
Okay. Well, not demands, but like my way of doing things, and like, you know, either want to learn or try to understand. And then I would say thirdly, for example, fit. So very simple, like just be feminine, look good, and at least be in shape. That's pretty much it.
So just physically for you.
So I don't care about money. So I could date a girl at McDonald's. Like to me, it's not a big deal because once again, my money is my money. Her money is her money. But my money ties into her money. So
facts.
Okay. Yeah. What about you then?
With me, I mean, I'll just keep it nice and simple. Shout out to my guy, Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Feminine, friendly, and fit. You know what I'm saying? Men requirements are very,
very simple.
Yeah,
very simple.
I'm starting to think like guys are just so simple, really. Like they're not like as, I don't know. I feel like women, well, me, myself, I'm speaking.
No, all women, you're fine.
Like, you know, like we think a lot about these things. Like, oh, what are they like? What is this? Like they go into details. And for guys, it's like just hot and like listens to me. Submissive.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Guys are willing to compromise on looks if the girl is compliant to a certain degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like men are willing to, I mean, she doesn't have to, like, especially if a guy's like successful financially, men don't really care about how much money a woman earns at all.
They really don't. Yeah. That is so true.
Actually, it could be a turnoff because sometimes if she's too.
The ego, right?
Yeah.
Guys have egos. They want to feel like, you know, do you have an ego? Like, I'm just curious. I'm
not sure. She's asking me.
Oh, shit.
I'm asking you questions now.
It's not even about, I'll answer you. Answer you. It's not about ego. It's that I understand. I know women to such a deep level that I know that if I earn less than a woman and or she's in some kind of position of authority, she's inevitably going to lose attraction to me.
Yep.
And that's going to fuck it up for both of us. So it's my job to stay attractive to her and make sure the relationship stays on a positive note. And I always say if the relationship fails, I think it's a man's fault 99% of the time because he didn't take a leadership role.
Now,
there might be some situations where she might have messed up, whatever, but this is why I say you have to have strong leadership and she's got to respect you because if a girl really likes and respects you, she's going to have the fear of God in her every single time she does something where if she fucks up, she's like, yo, this guy could walk on me at any time. But the only way she's going to feel that fear is you have to be valuable.
Valuable.
So,
All right.
I wouldn't say ego. I would say more along the lines of it's understanding female nature to a painful degree that women are not, how do I say this? Women don't build, they move in, and you guys are designed to look for the highest and most highest status man that you can get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like obviously you have a certain standard for yourself and you're not going to look, you're not going to look, you know, at a certain level of guy. Like a rich guy can change a woman's life. A rich woman won't even look a broke guy's way. That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why knowing that I know I have to have the leverage at all times as the man, because if a man's in a leadership position, he can lead his woman and be okay with that. If a woman's in a leadership position, it's an L and she's inevitably going to leave him.
Yeah, that's actually really good. Wow, that makes sense. That makes
damn,
a lot of sense.
Son, where'd you find this?
He spoke straight back. He really did. Like, it's like, that's interesting.
And also, most women, especially in today's marketplace, want to run up a bag, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be independent. And I can respect that.
Yeah.
But it comes with certain downsides because, for example, that masculine energy of making all that money, being in a position of power, guys don't want that type of energy around them. And, like, they might obviously take you out with smash, but take it seriously. Probably not, because guess what?
That's another thing. Like, when they see Instagram models, they're like, I wonder, like, what do they think? Like, they probably, I mean, I kind of know. They're like, oh, yeah.
She belongs to the streets.
That's what they assume.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's what they assume until she proves otherwise.
So that's another thing. I'm like, oh, now I have to start dating. And, like, I'm trying to get married. No, I'm not this. No, I'm not that. But, like, I'm freaky as hell. But, like, trying to, you know, it's like, how do you sell that? Like, I don't know. I guess you just really have to. Like, no, you know, you really have to, like, have a conversation with the person, really get to know them to really know.
Actually, I'm going to answer as well. So
because if you see me, you already know. Like, people are probably like, she's like, you know, they have their own.
When do you want to get married? And is it a priority in your life?
It's definitely going to happen. Like, I definitely want it to happen. I definitely want kids. I definitely want all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by what age you would
30.
Say? 30. 30? Mm-hmm. Okay.
30, I think.
And how old are you now?
I thought we were going to ask that question. I'm not saying it. How do I look?
Okay.
She's 26, guys.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, man,
never that's funny.
All right, it's fine.
Super chat.
Okay, hit some super chats.
Double sharp in the house.
Donovan. Sharp in the house, man. Donovan. Shout out to Donovan.
All right, super chats real quick. And then
yeah, we'll read the super chats, and then we'll give Mia the last word.
This guy right here,
it deleted it. $10 yeah. though. Tristan Cop, yeah, yes. Tristan Cop, thank you so much. Appreciate the super chat, which was deleted for some weird reason.
Yeah, I did it.
Okay,
he's gotta put on his
okay. Y'all don't understand how rare a feminine woman is. French toast props, he's saying you're very feminine, which is good.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, all right,
yeah. All right. Go.
I'll
cool.
Take it. All right, take it.
Mia, last thoughts on the show.
Last thoughts on the show.
Yeah,
like, she was shaky coming in. She's like, "Oh my god!"
No, I feel like this helped me a lot.
Yeah, we could have gave you another one.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, this actually helped me. I mean, I don't know. It was really, really welcoming. You guys are so, like, you know, like, just good
hospitable.
Vibes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was just a good vibe. Very comfortable. I felt comfortable with you guys. In the beginning, I was shaky because, you know, like, I have to know the questions and all this. But, like, I'm like,
this ain't no jumper podcast. You could know beforehand.
Yeah. This is cool. Awesome. I love it.
And obviously, guys, Mia is a friend of a friend. So we're obviously gonna you know what I'm saying, she's gonna get some preferences, you know, that other girls ain't gonna get, you know what I'm saying? Because
facts,
you know.
Thank you. Is that why they're treating me so nice? Because
I mean, I'm still gonna make fun of you off the air though. That's fine.
All right, at least you tell me.
Guys, with that said, man, Mia, can you tell the people where they can find you?
Yes.
They could find me on Instagram. They can find me on my OnlyFans.
Cool. Okay. And it's OnlyFans.com/...
Mia Francis with 3 S's at the end.
Okay, cool. M-I-A-F-R-A-N-C-I-S-S-S. Okay, guys. And her Instagram is in the description below, guys.
Yep.
Go ahead, give her a follow. If you want to subscribe to her OnlyFans, sure.
Yeah.
And...
subscribe.
There you go.
Anything
else?
This was fun. I loved it.
All right.
I honestly loved it.
Glad
great energy.
Time.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on
Thanks
the show.
Coming.
Thank you.
Shout out to Allende for setting this up.
Shout out to Allende.
Shout out to Allende,
you.
Man.
You're the best.
All right.
And you want to come say what's up to the people real
quick? Yeah, man.
Come say what's up. Sorry,
right?
Man.
Get
what's up, man?
Here.
What's up?
Get in here.
There you go.
At the gym.
Yeah.
There you go.
Your network is your net worth, guys. Don't forget that.
Guys, don't forget. Shout out to Patreon to see last night.
Tyrone in the house.
Huh? Yeah, that's he said Tyrone in the house. DMsOnDemandSystem.com, guys. Patreon.com/Fresh50. If you want to see the crazy shit from yesterday. But DMsOnDemandSystem.com is where you only got a week, man. Get in there now. Other than that, guys, we're going to be tired, man. Peace.
Peace.